Yeah, and I just learned to lick.
This one Drew just did.
Thank you. Yes, sir. Nothing. No, I tell you what. No, we honestly, we just got here right not long before we came up to this stage. But I would like to make mention that Mr. Stephen Mojan is quite the mentor for young bluegrass style musicians. Stephen, can you tell them about what all you do with
them? Yeah, well, I work on the IBMA board to facilitate some things like that. And I'm also the director of bluegrass at Bethel University. We've got a couple of bluegrass bands, all students on scholarship to go out and learn how to pick and play and perfect their careers. So, yeah, pretty cool.
I see a hand in the back. Yes, sir.
First of all, go Cardinals.
We're friends already. Go ahead. Not like being a steamboat captain or no, I'm pretty simple, pretty simple-minded person. Really, I mean, music stays in my brain much to, I mean, I'll be in the middle of a conversation and realize I'm lost because I just thought about music. So I sometimes it gets a little consuming. Not for me, the love of as a fan of baseball and sports. I like to sit on the couch and play along. And I actually learned that from Vassar. I knocked on his hotel room one day, and the door wasn't actually latched. I could hear him playing a fiddle in there, and I just kind of walked in quietly, and he had a football game on. He was watching football without the sound on and playing the fiddle. And when they'd huddle up, he'd go like, you know, nice long notes, you know, and then now they're going to the formation. He's picking it up a little bit. And when they snap the ball, Vassar goes, it's like, and he goes into Flight of the Bumblebee for about 20 seconds, and then he goes back to. So actually, I've tried doing that. I've not with the success Vassar did, but it was pretty amazing. It's pretty amazing watching Vassar do a football soundtrack. Yes, sir?
I know you talked about how you've taken, like, from playing fiddle and really incorporated that into your mandolin playing. What from John Hartford's fiddle playing did you take into your mandolin?
Well, probably not a lot of John's fiddling went into my mandolin playing because we were both, him as a fiddler, we're both influenced by the same people. In other words, he was good friends with, say, a guy named Texas Shorty from down Texas. Texas Shorty and Benny Thomason and Mark O'Connor. And so we all learned, I mean, John and I both were influenced basically by the same people. Benny Martin and Vassar Clements and Kenny Baker. So we were really kind of, I wasn't really influenced by John's fiddle playing. I think I was more influenced by the music he would have done with his banjo, you know, in the bands when he was playing the banjo. Yes, sir?
Did you ever write on the guitar?
I have. I mean, I've written some things on the guitar. And yeah, there's an instrumental we do called the Mahavishnu Mountain Boys that I made up on guitar. But I play fiddle better, so I play the fiddle.
We got time for, you know, we got 5 minutes.
5 minutes?
Well, maybe tonight, perhaps tonight. Yes, thank you. Went with the whole group. Thank you. Yes, sir, with the hand. You with the hand. 42. Cool, man. How many times have you played Telluride, Drew?
24.
We're dyslexic. It's beautiful.
what's a good one to be?
Hey, A little bit. Well, yes, in that. yeah, I do. I'll try to be brief, but it's crazy because I haven't been doing this for years, but at one point, like in the 70s, I would have dreams, and every once in a while they would come true, like really come true. And one, I dreamt once, and I'd never seen Douglas and Rodney Dillard play together because Douglas had already quit playing with the Dillards by the time we would have met. And it was an odd dream to me at that time because I had not seen Douglas and Rodney in the same room ever, even. And I knew them both. And so I had a dream that I was playing in a studio with John Hartford on the fiddle, Rodney Dillard on guitar, Doug on banjo, me on mandolin, and a guy playing a cello for a bass smoking a Sherlock Holmes style pipe. All right. And about 6 months later, all of a sudden, I was sitting in a studio with Hartford, Dillard, and Hartford, and Jeff Gilkinson playing the cello like a bass with a Sherlock Holmes pipe, and we were sitting in exactly the same positions we were in. So that's the only time I ever played with Douglas and Rodney at the same time. That being said, I just got to play on the new album that Rodney's making, the new Dillard's album, so I just got to play on some of that. So I've kind of gotten to play with the Dillards. Thank you. We better play one more and make way.
Make room.
The old standard. Get me, boys.
Okay.
Big Mun.
Hey.
Oh, that's Mun. Right, and this is only a three-piece band. Boy, when you get more strings coming in, woo, with the weather changes. We ought to endorse tuning keys is what we ought to endorse. Well, thanks for being here. Thank you, Drew Emmett.
Thank you, Sam Bush.
And thank you to Stephen Mogin.